This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a lesson on the short history of YouTube, the video website that just sold for well over $1 billion.
First, this is Ramadan, the Muslim month of devotion and fasting. And the Islamic Community Center of Northern Virginia began the month with a big problem.
Normally, it flies in a cleric from overseas to lead nightly prayers during Ramadan, but immigration agents stopped him from coming this year, and the center was left with only one day to find a substitute.
The chief qualification, you must have memorized the entire Islamic holy book, the Quran. And the center found two qualified people among its worshipers. One of them was Aman Chipa, who is just 13 years old. I spoke with him earlier. Aman Chipa, welcome to Day to Day. This is a serious responsibility for you. What did you think when they asked you?
Well, I was nervous in the beginning. Well, now I feel confident. Now, after I come back from school, I say this can be easy. I can do it. There's no problem to it. When I get up there, I feel like I'm losing it.
You're a little anxious when you actually have to. Yeah. How big is the Quran for someone who is not Islamic? How many verses and words, and how did you memorize it all?
Well, the Quran is contained of 114 chapters, and it has over 80,000 words. My dad enrolled me into a boarding school in Pennsylvania. And over there, I was enrolled, and I studied 8.5 hours every day. And I came back. I didn't know that they would need me so early. It happened all of a sudden. So I thank Allah that He's given me this opportunity to lead the prayer.
You can't, in a service, you wouldn't read from the Quran. You have to actually recite it from memory.
Yeah, you would recite it from memory, but reading it is also a possibility. You should read Quran every day. Memorizing is it's something that was ordered by Allah. Only a few people talented or gifted can do it.
What do your friends at school think about this? Do they know?
Most of the people in school, they know about it. They said, "What did you do?" I would respond by saying, "I lead the prayer at night." I would tell them that I memorized the whole Quran. It's like memorizing a Bible. And they would be astonished.
And how old were you when you learned the Quran by memory?
Well, I was 7 years old when I started. I finished when I was 10 years old. So it took me 2 years and a half and a half year to confirm it, to make it stronger.
So by the age of 10, you had memorized the Quran?
Yeah, when I was 10 years old, I memorized it. Now, I knew this was going to be the hard part. Now, I have to remember it because there was a saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that if you forget the Quran will forget you. Quran is nobody's friend.
The Quran is written in Arabic, yes?
Yeah, it's written in Arabic. I don't understand Arabic, and I memorized the whole Quran. I do know Arabic a little bit. I don't know much of it. I don't know its grammar, but I know what a few words would mean.
You don't speak the language, and you still memorize the entire Quran?
Yes.
How could you do that?
Well, it's a talent. It's a gift given by Allah, and I thank Allah that He has given me this talent, so I shouldn't put it to a waste. I should use it in such a way.
Aman, thank you for speaking with us. And would it be all right to ask you if you could recite something from the Quran for us?
It would be my pleasure. Sure.
All right, go ahead.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون.
Aman Chipa, leading prayers at the Islamic Community Center of Northern Virginia in Woodbridge, Virginia, for the month of Ramadan.